Hello, Raza. This is Fernando Amador coming to you from Downey, California. Chicano cast number 14. Yeah, I know it's been a while, but I'm still around. Summer's over. Getting back to these shows, I'm going to try and do them more often. I know some couple people have been asking, and, you know, couple's enough for me. You know that. Today's show is on, is Chicano a choice? So, yeah, that's what I'm going to get into a bit later, but let me just go over some stuff that's going on, I guess, right now is just Hispanic Heritage Month. Maybe they should change it to Latino Heritage Month. But that's what it's called, and I guess that runs from September 15th through October 15th. Just a quick shout-out to our soldiers and armed forces, our Chicanos, our Latinos, serving and our vets. Other than that, I don't know what else happens during this month besides some Latino or Hispanic actors coming, you know, on TV and saying stuff. I know there's a lot of celebrations here in LA, and you get to eat a lot of damn tacos. Anyway, that's the Heritage Month, or Hispanic Heritage Month. Today, when I'm recording this, it's National Drink a Beer Day. And guess what? That's what I'm doing. I'm drinking a beer right now. Hell yeah, that's my kind of day, so I'll drink a few more before this day is over. You know me, when it's that type of day, I'll celebrate. Hell yeah. What else is going on? NFL started. As usual, my Rams suck so far. I'm hoping they change quarterbacks. We'll see what happens with that. Not looking good. What else is going on? Well, let's get back to the show. Today's show is Chicano a choice. Can you choose to be Chicano or not? Or can you opt out? Can you say, you know what? I don't think I'm Chicano. Then what are you, right? Is it like being vegetarian or Catholic? Is it a choice? What do you think? I don't think so. I think it's in our blood. I think it's in our culture. You know, el pinche nopal lo traemos en la frente, whether we want to recognize it or not. I know I got one, so I don't think it's a choice. But let me know what you think. I mean, did you choose at some point to be Chicano or not? I think I did. I don't know if I chose to be. I just chose to recognize it. I always was, but I was confused about my culture, my ethnicity, especially growing up around a lot of Mexicano family and then going to school with a lot of gringos. So a bit confusion for me. Hey, a quick side note here. I'm going to go back and revisit an old part of the show I used to do called Anecdotes of an Average Chicano. Let me take you back with a quick story here. So I was in junior high school, and this is going back to around 1980, 1981. Yep, kind of viejito here. It was summertime, and I had hung out with two buddies of mine from school. Actually, they were more classmates than buddies because they were both chinitos. One was Korean. His name was Kyung Kim. I remember that dude. And the other one was Vietnamese. His name was Eric Vo or Vu or something like that. And those two fuckers were always in competition for the best grades in the class. And I was always third, and I was always happy to be third because I never wanted to compete with those crazy fuckers. But those two guys used to like me because they thought I was some kind of competition to them, although I never thought I was, not the way they studied. So it's summer, so we told each other we're going to hang out. So I started hanging out with them, which was weird because it wasn't really my crowd. I mean, two chinos in a fucking totally Hispanic school, you know, junior high. So that was a little weird. I remember we used to hang out at Eric's house, it was, because he's the one who had the nicer home, Eric Vu or Vo, the Vietnamese dude. And, he had that type of house that was, you know, two-story, nice home, kind of Brady Bunch-looking house, which for me was like, damn, wow. Plus, he also had the mom who would bring us lemonade and sandwiches while we were out there playing ping pong in his garage or doing whatever. So one day, you know, my little ghetto hoodlum ass tells him about these friends of mine who do this thing, because back then we were all addicted to playing, you know, Pac-Man on machines at your liquor store or your arcade. And I told them about my friends who used to smash nickels, and they would smash nickels into the sides of a quarter and then go play. And instead of a quarter, you were playing for a nickel. And they were like, really? And I'm like, yeah. I go, I think it works if you smash it, you know, to the right size and shit. And they were like, wow, that's crazy. We should do it. I'm like, really? So my ghetto ass goes, yeah, let's do it, guys. We'll do it tomorrow. Bring your nickels. So we show up the next day. We're bringing our nickels. And me and the Korean, who's more of a rebel, Kyung Kim, still remember him, we're all ready to go. We put all nickels out. Eric goes and gets a hammer, gives it to us, and then he goes in his house and disappears for a while. And then we're like, what the fuck? Where did this guy go? So suddenly homeboy comes out, and he's wearing gloves. And we're like, what the hell? And he goes, yeah, let's go for it. Let's smash nickels. But he's smashing nickels with his gloves on. We're like, what's your problem? You don't want to get calluses, or you want to take care of those little girly hands, or what? And he's like, no, it's not that. He goes, I just don't want my fingerprints on him. You never know what can happen. Anyway, so we're fucking smashing nickels. We go to the local liquor store. They're looking at me. Of course, they throw me in the front. I gotta try the first one. So I walk up to a Pac-Man machine, fucking pull out my smashed nickel, make sure the owner, Chinito owner's out there. They should have tried it, right? They're Chinito owner. Yeah, what the hell? They could have at least communicated and made up an excuse or something. So they throw me in there. They're watching me kind of from a distance. I fucking pull out a smashed nickel out of my pocket, throw it in there, and bam, I get a credit, and bam, Pac-Man starts, and they're all happy. They run over, and we're all playing. So after that, they start making a circle around me, sort of, to hide me from the owner. Yeah, we're playing Pac-Man all fucking day with the smashed nickels. Anyway, that was just a quick anecdote of an average Chicano. And what does that have to do with being Chicano? I don't know. Probably nothing, but I just felt like telling you guys about it. Hey, Raza, let me see. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, you know what? Just real quick, another side note here. Anybody get the new iTunes? Because I got on my computer today to check out my iTunes. I download a lot of different podcasts and a lot of NPR bullshit. My liberal ass loves those shows. And I make sure my shows are downloadable and they're still there. And I noticed that iTunes has a new version. And it's funny because I do the Windows. I got a PC. I don't have a Mac. I'm kind of too old to do Mac. My son, and my son-in-law both are all Mac guys, and they're trying to get me to do it. And I bought a new computer, and I said, nah, I'm not willing to learn a new system. Ya estoy viejo, cabrón. I can't do that shit. I'm happy with my PC. Plus, I could do a little pirate, a lot more shit on my PC. So anyway, I download this iTunes, and I'm like, what the fuck? I couldn't download my podcast. My Fresh Air and bullshit podcast, my NPR stories and all that, Moth stories, whatever, stuff I listen to, Film Week. And I'm like, where are the new shows at? Where are the new shows at? And I figured out because it's a new version, you got to resubscribe to these shows. So if you guys get me through iTunes, go ahead and resubscribe. Just right click on my show and press subscribe or something like that. And you'll see a subscribe button on there. And then you have to press on show all the old shows. And then you'll get a long list, and then you click on the right of what shows you want, and then you click on download or done or some bullshit like that, and then it finally works. Anyway, for me, it was a hassle, and you know what? It's weird because I miss Steve Jobs. I'm not a Mac guy or Apple guy, but I miss him because he wouldn't let this bullshit happen. I remember the first version of iTunes when they started updating them were bullshit. They had issues, so they kept updating them every week, every few days. It was like, what the hell's going on? And they kept getting them wrong. And I still think they're getting them wrong. So anyway, yeah, that's right, bitches. I'm your Chicano genius bar. That's right. So now you figured shit out. But you know what? Hey, if you're listening to me now, that means you already figured it out. So damn, qué pendejo soy, no? Oh well. At least I shared some of my iTunes frustration and me missing Steve Jobs. Just a quick shout out to all you Chicano hipsters, which I heard are called chipsters. For those of you that didn't know, but yeah, we got a lot of those, especially in my where I live. All these morritos wanting to be hipsters, little Chicanitos. So I guess they're called chipsters, huh? Okay, so back to business. Again, I think Chicano is not a choice. Not if you guys buy into my definition of Chicano, which in the past I called the new Chicano. But I don't want to call it that because we're not new Chicanos, we're just Chicanos. And I know in the past, Chicanos meant you were standing up for shit, you were protesting, you were out there getting water hosed by the fucking police or rubber bullets or whatever. That doesn't really happen too much anymore. At least not for Chicano rights or Hispanic rights. Well, I guess it does with those immigration things going on. But I don't know if that's fully Chicano. But I think Chicano is more of a cultural thing. That's the way I've learned to accept it. And I've also have defined it for myself, and I think some of you agree, at least all you three listeners, because you keep listening, so you understand that it's just a mix of cultures. It's we're American and we're Mexican and we're neither, and we're right in the middle. It's that freaking hyphen between Mexican American, right? I've said that before. So you know you can try and hide your heritage, your Chicanoism, but you really can't hide your last name. You can't hide your color. You can't hide your face, because you're not white and you're not Mexican. You know, and I've been there, Raza, where there's times where you just can't figure out what the hell you are. And when I finally I guess realized or told myself, hey, I'm Chicano. This is my raza, the people here, the people I grew up with, basically. That's who I am. I don't have to fall into the white people category, which confused the hell out of me when I was in college. And I don't have to be a Mexican, which a lot of my family were that, visited from Mexico, or I would go down for vacation, and I just knew something was different for me. And when I finally accepted that, it was just a lot easier. I mean, that's probably a reason for the show, because I said, if I'm a confused pendejo, there's got to be other pendejos out there, right? Who are just as confused as I am, or maybe who are just so damn proud to be it, they love to hear me talking about it. So yeah, with this show, I kind of began knocking on doors with kind of the tail between my legs, kind of saying, hey, Chicanos, this is Fernando. I'm fucking 38 years old, and I'm a Chicano. Can I come in? Can I be part of that group? Because I always was, but can I actually say I am and be accepted? Does that sound like AA? Yeah, I think a little bit, right? But anyway, that's kind of the way I came to realizing I'm Chicano and have accepted it and have become to be proud of it, And I hope some of you, Raza, this has made a difference. And if not, if just you listen to me just for entertainment or just because you got nothing else to do, well, that's cool with me. But yeah, we can deny it. We can deny being Chicano and hide it, and maybe do away with the little accent we have because we speak Spanish and try and talk more white, more gringo, and maybe hang out only with gringos and make sure that your friends are only gringos. But when Halloween comes around and your gringo friends want you to be Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite, just don't take it wrong, because it has nothing to do with your brownness. It has nothing to do with the nopal on your forehead. No, it's just a coincidence. That's right, Onis. It's just a coincidence. Nah, I'm just fucking around. It's a listener who told me the story. Hey, Onis, just messing with you. But they see it. That's the shit. They do see it, and they do label you in a certain way, even though you try and ignore it or deny it. You can't. You really can't. And that's where I finally realized that, hey, I'm Chicano. I'm not Mexicano. I'm not white. Definitely not white. So they'll remind you, and they'll remind you, due to your name, your color, your accent, your face, your pinche nopalote. So why not embrace it and be proud of it? Because there's a lot of us out there now, and there's some people doing good shit. We got people in business, we got people in sports and acting all over that we should be proud of. And we should be proud of ourselves just on being good citizens, voters, good parents, educate as much as we can. I think all that matters. So, let's stay brown. Proud, and let's try and make a difference, for the Chicano community, for the Chicano raza. Have any of you, quick change here. Have any of you seen that Ford F-150 commercial? I believe it might only be showing in Southern California. Quick drink of beer. Hold on. Yeah, it might be only in Southern California. But some homeboy starts talking about his truck in English and how he likes it and how his family goes places, and then suddenly breaks into Spanish and then back to English and then back to Spanish. Que las montañas, like in my truck, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, that's pretty cool. That's kind of the way I always felt they should have reached out to our gente, our Chicanos, and kind of throw some Spanglish in there, make it a little classy. Don't have to get too ghetto because it's a commercial, of course. I thought that was pretty cool. That's the commercial that I'm bringing up, but there's more like that. And I think they're just realizing that we are a fucking culture, because I used to see the Spanish commercials and Spanish shows were so Mexican, I didn't even understand half of the damn commercial or show. And then the gringo ones were all these gringos, and I, got confused with that shit because, like, I'm not the Brady Bunch. But now that they're doing these more outreach to, like, Chicanos, to our type of raza, I think that's pretty cool. I mean, shit, it makes me, almost go out and want to buy an F-150 just because that commercial. Oh, wait. I already have one. Yeah, that's right. Raza and trucks. I don't know what's up with us, but we gotta own a fucking truck. Even though we don't go nowhere that requires a truck or do any shit, we just gotta have one. I think it's our fucking gardener mentality. Someday I'll fall back and be a gardener, I guess, not just fucking around. All right, guys. I gotta end this, but give me some feedback. I didn't do too much on that today, but I will now, and I just want you, Chicano casters, to get back to me at chicanocast@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter and Facebook. Not too active there. I'm old. Give me a break. I can't be stuck to my phone. It's getting harder to see every fucking day. I'm getting old. And I'm not going to wear glasses, so I just pretend that I can't see, and then it's all blurry and shit. I'm trying to look young. Not a grandpa yet. Daughter's married. Kid's studying in Spain. So it's me and the wife here trying to figure shit out and not get in the ring every night. So it's weird. It's kind of a weird change for me. Yeah, my kid just left about 3 weeks ago to study in Spain for a semester. So it's pretty weird. Now we're trying to figure out what the hell we're going to do. So now that summer's over, kid's gone, daughter's married. Actually, today, like Saturday, my wife's working. So it's cool. I get to work all day on this show. I'll try and do more. I'll definitely try and do more. As long as I got good topics. If I ain't got shit, if I can't come up with anything, I don't want to waste your time. But I do want to hear back from you guys because, really, I'm a proud Chicano and I'm hoping to hear back from proud Chicanos. So, anyway, I guess we're done for today. But again, Chicano's not a choice, brother. You are a Chicano. Are you brown? Look in the mirror. Are you brown? Is your last name Hispanic? Because I will say Hispanic for that because our names do come from Spain. You got that? If you eat beans, if you like nopales, if 10 of you have lived in a two-bedroom before, yeah, you're raza, you're Chicano. So you know what? Just accept it. It's good. Once you accept it, life gets a lot better. Believe me, it's happened to me. Anyway, raza, I'm out and have a good one. Hello, Chicano cast fool. I just wanted to inform you that my family comes from Spain. Yeah, we're European and we're American. Yes, a lot of generations to live in Mexico, but we never were Mexican, okay? Just wanted to let you know that stop preaching your Chicano cast bullshit because we are European American.
Hijo, tu comida.
Mamá, ¿qué es esto? Traigo hambre, mamá. No la chingues, ponme más frijoles. Ah, mamá, no la chingues.